Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want to know what he was thinking while you
all
took
right.
the life out of him, Benjamin?
Okay, well,
what the last thought that ran through his head was?
Oh God! All right.
I
apparently,
don't
I can't.
Isn't that just the saddest thing you ever heard? But it's fitting in a way.
This
because
is last week's intro, and my computer is updating, and I can't get out of it, so please.
Victim. Shouting at the world for being told.
Bear with
what he
me here.
Do.
I'm on an iPhone,
right.
It won't let me.
He was weak.
It won't,
and
it won't let me shut it off from the fucking
broken.
iPhone, you know? So.
But despite
just,
all that, there was something
please.
Admirable about him. He was the only
bear
one
with it, please. It wasn't supposed to be this. I promise.
The only one who realized how pitiful
I keep trying and
the life
just nothing
actually was.
So, jeez, fucking fuck.
What
this fucking
doing?
Sucks.
Well, that's the great irony here, Ben, because I want the one thing that John Locke didn't. I want to go home.
You know.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right.
Hey,
I think
you
I can hear you. Yeah, can you hear
me? Okay, all right. Yeah, I was having a whole bunch of problems because I had to, like, I was telling you that I had to redo my fucking computer, and then everything came down all fucked up and whatever, and then I finally got it back, and I was just able to call in, so I apologize for the...
No, it's all good. I was,
just happened right there, man.
I tried Skyping, but it wouldn't go through that way, so then you had to pay for a subscription. And Jewish to drop.
Yeah, see, I was kind of thinking that maybe because I paid for this, that it would kind of let you through, but I guess they're too money hungry.
It's only $2.99, but I'm not going to budge that. As I say that, I just bid $300 on eBay for something. So, like, I don't got $2.99.
Is that $2.99 per call, or like $2.99 a month?
For a month of unlimited calling.
I guess it's not too bad, but still, yeah.
Yeah, but it's for being like it's 2 or 3 cents for a minute, so that's kind of.
Yeah,
they kind of push you to the $3.
It's kind of a deal, man. Right. So,
I don't use it enough.
Where are you from, dude?
Richmond. Man? Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Virginia.
I've been on a Greyhound from New York to Alabama and Alabama to New York a couple times now, probably 4 times at least. So.
Did you stop off in Richmond by any chance?
Yeah. Yeah. All
so
four
you
times
stopped over on
Richmond.
So it was North Broad by the giant baseball stadium, right?
Yeah. And then, you're right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I work. So you know where I work now.
Oh, really? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that baseball stadium. Yeah. Oh, I hope it's okay. I took my shirt off when this call started.
That's all right. I mean, it's also kind of funny that you say that you're not really into sports, but you work at a sports stadium.
I'm not into watching sports. I'm into playing sports, and I love being around, like, athletes. And I could say no homo, I guess. I guess some places you can't, but I know you're pretty anti-PC, so. But I enjoy being around sports. I'm just not a big, like, I don't put on a football game.
Okay.
You know.
So,
I don't know.
Like, so,
as I.
Meaning that you would rather play in a football game than, like, watch it on TV or.
Yeah, I mean.
Even, like, watch it in the stands?
I couldn't get in the stands. I don't know. Like. I guess a lot of people say they go to this. They're like, I drink. I get drunk when I do it, so it's more enjoyable. But I don't drink, so I just.
Okay. So
that wouldn't be fun.
You don't drink. Is there actually anything that you do? Like, do you smoke weed? Like, anything, pills, anything like that?
No, not at all.
Really?
Honestly,
kind of a straight edge guy, man.
Yeah, it's not even like off. It's like, oh, dude, I'm straight edge. It's just
Yeah.
I'm really. I don't like spending money. I don't like spending money when I don't have to.
Right. Nobody really does. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like $20 a week. I could go to something else. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just me.
You're right.
I don't judge though.
So the whole reason that I actually followed you on Twitter was because of your. It's not even your handle, but it's the name that you have above your. You know what I mean? Like your actual name? Yeah.
Yeah, I actually remember the day you followed me, if that even helps the story.
Okay.
I just tweeted that it was what was that tweet? It was a picture, and it's like, watches Wolf on Wall Street for the first time, and I have, like, the baby powder all over my face. So it was like, it just looked like I just snorted a lot of cocaine. And that Christian, I knew Christian Caldwell, he retweeted it, and you followed me. And ever since then, we've been – pretty daily communications.
Yeah, because I mean the whole reason that I followed you was because of your name being Martin Luther thing, and I was just like, yo, this shit fits like so perfectly. Like,
the whole last couple months, like 6 months, I wished I was black so it would be funnier. Just like for
yeah.
Martin, if you're a white guy, you seem like an asshole now.
Right. Yeah. But you've
But oh well.
You kind of kept up with like the funny kind of shit because like every time that I check your avatar, it's kind of makes me laugh. Like you're either like bent over a car, or something goofy going on there. So.
Yeah, this one right now is me white snaking on like a 92 Honda Del Sol. And then I think the last one was me with like a flannel that's like wide open with a one of those Native American bone chess pieces like sticking out of it. And I'm in the middle of Walmart holding up motor oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just random things like that.
Yeah, I mean, so like, do you just get like random urges to do that type of shit, or is it just like, you know, it just comes out of nowhere to where it's just like, you know, this is a good opportunity right now?
Well, I just, you know, I've always been kind of random. I don't like, I know everyone
right.
says
yeah.
that, but everyone's always told me I take it one step farther. So I beat jokes
right.
down so they're not funny anymore, and I go to the place that no one wants to go. So, I mean,
right.
yeah, I guess that's what it is. And I really don't have, like, a lot of friends. I have, like, two or three. So when I hang out with them, which is, you know, all the time, I'm normally doing something stupid
right.
with them, and then it just coasts on. So, I mean, I have a picture on Instagram of me holding what's called Natty Daddy, if you know what it is. It's like it's a Milwaukee beer. It's shit beer. And I'm holding like a 24 case on my shoulder, and I'm holding a box of Magnum condoms with my friend right next to me. And we had like a random lady at the store, like 2 p.m., take this picture. And all her sons are laughing. They're all like 12 or 13, so they're kind of get it. But it's I don't know. I've always done random stuff.
I mean, was she like the cashier, or she was just a random chick that was like standing in front of you, or what?
She was at Walmart, but next to me, the condoms are in the same thing as toothpaste. So she was just getting toothpaste with her sons.
Oh, okay.
And we needed someone to take the picture. But I mean, I play in a band. I play in a couple bands, but I'm playing like in a serious band. And just basically, everyone I've always hung out with the bands, they've always been these really nerdy, weird people, so it's just kind of natural. Like, I met this band from Rhode Island, and the first time meeting them, I was giving a guy, like, a back hug with my back to his back, and we were hugging over each other.
Okay.
Very first time I met him. I don't even remember his name, honestly, to this day, but, you know, it's always just been that happy, have fun.
Yeah, I totally get you, because when I was living down south, I was living with my ex-girlfriend's cousin, and he was just fucking around with like music and stuff, and like before I had to move back to here, which is upstate New York, before I had to move back here, I was kind of like the drummer for his band, and like I just came over drunk one night, and it was the first time that he met me, and he was like, yo, can you play drums? And I'm like, yeah, and I just got on the drums, man. I was drunk as hell, high as hell, dude. We were smoking blunts, fucking drinking all kinds of shit all night, right? And homeboy put me on the fucking drums, and I was sitting there. I was making a beat on the drums, like boom, 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 boom. You know, and he was like, "Can you keep that going?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude." He's like, "All right." We came out with some of the best shit that he's ever done. But then I had to move back here, so now he's fucked. See, like my only talent isn't just being. I actually pride myself on being like a multi-talented person because I can write, I can do music, I could, you know what I mean, I kind of do whatever I want to do, and that just put me into this place is because I can talk about a whole bunch of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, I saw you tweeting about, like, Patrice O'Neal, and that, like, blew me away,
because
I didn't know anyone knew who he was, like, that I talked to,
because
if I said, oh, Patrice O'Neal, I feel like, who's that? But, I mean, I'm a big podcast fan, I mean. The Joe Rogan Experience.
Guy,
I think I've watched like 600 of them out of the 700 he's posted.
That guy, meaning Patrice, that dude changed my life in so many ways. And it's kind of like what I told you, just based off of like Opie and Anthony appearances, to where that
dude,
you know, he was he was just speaking so much. And then they gave him his own show, which is the Black Phillip show. And he was just, like, talking so much straight shit about women and, like, how to get them and like, how it's a game. And the fucking one thing that stuck with me most about what he said was, like, if I'm a fisherman and I'm trying to catch you, which is a fish, meaning women, if I'm trying to catch you, why do I want you giving me advice about how to catch you? I know how to catch you. I'm the fucking hunter. You don't got to tell me how to get you. I'm the one getting you. You know what I mean?
You sound like him, which is the funny part. Like, in a slight way, you actually have his voice going on, which that's perfect. Which I can't do impersonations, but if I could, I would.
Yeah.
I would have definitely been doing that. But no,
yeah,
dude
changed my life in, like, so many ways, man. Swear.
He said one thing that I wasn't in my room, but it was going on. I was in the hallway, and I heard it.
Uh-huh.
And I fell in my hallway from laughing, and I can't remember what it was. And I've been looking for the video again, but it was, oh my, what, talk about a funny dude. And it wasn't even that, even though he was a comedian, it was more the reality in it. That's why I like comedians like Bill Burr, and you have Louis C.K., is they're saying real stuff.
Did you ever hear the, when Bill Burr went off in Philly, when he just, like, dissed the whole entire city?
Yeah, and for, like, 15 minutes or whatever, he just yelled at him.
Yeah, dude. Oh my! Because they fucking booed him, and he was like, you want to know what? You guys cheered to a fake champion. You got Rocky
Motherfuckers
in a movie.
Yeah, and he literally just made fun of the city for 15 minutes.
15 minutes,
and
dude, he fucking
watched,
counted it down. He was like 10 minutes, 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, oh shit.
I watched it on YouTube, and it was just a still picture of him from a different performance. You had to listen to the audio. Which it was even better because you had to visualize. But I could tell you, my favorite thing Bill Burr ever said, and I tried recreating it one time in, like, a tweet, and I gave him credit, but I had to delete it because it just sounded like an asshole. But it was something like he was on the Conan show. I think it was the Conan show, and he said, I don't support the troops. And everyone got really mad at him. He's like, well, you got to think about it. 98% of them are probably really good guys, but there's that 2% that's an asshole.
But listen, though. When just that statement, just that one statement made everyone think, like, boo, this guy is an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, before he even finished his fucking thought, everyone's like, boo, you fucking suck. How can you not support our troops? You know what I mean?
You saw last night's what's that called? South Park episode, right?
Oh, dude, it was fucking perfect, dude. It was like we're here in a safe place, and oh man, it totally describes
reality.
You know what, this whole season here, the main theme has been deconstructing PC America. I fucking love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucking love it.
I've been saying, if you know someone that's hardcore liberal, you have to show them this season, because it's not really laugh out funny, but the things that they're touching on, if you're, I'm not conservative by chance, but yeah, it's true. If you take a step back, you see it. They have, like, the Carmen crime with the body shaming. It's like, I want everyone to like me.
Something that I hope that they touch on this season is that everyone wants to be identified as something that they're not. Like, I've had people on Twitter who have argued with me and say that females can also have male genitalia. And I'm like, no. I'm like, dude, you're arguing with scientific facts. Like, what is wrong with you? You cannot possibly believe that.
Look, I tell people all the time I'm pro-choice, and not in, like, abortion-wise, but I'm pro-choice as you can choose what you want to do with your life. So if someone's transgender or whatever, I'm not going
to
interfere.
Totally.
It doesn't
affect
my life. I don't care. If you have a penis, you're a guy, and if you don't, you're a girl. I mean, if I go in the girl's bathroom and pull my dick out, and they're like, what? I'm like, I'm a female at heart. Physically, you're not. You have to understand the boundary. I can understand the mental side.
That's what I'm saying. It's where I can't walk into a female bathroom right now and whip my dick out and take a piss. and expect them to be, oh, okay, well, he just identifies as female.
He's a brave woman. He's a brave and beautiful woman.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the transgender people do not like really accept Caitlyn Jenner / Bruce Jenner as being a real progressive kind of voice coming to their movement. Like, there's a whole bunch of them that hate this person, dude. Like, a lot of them feel that they are doing it for personal gain. I don't really know what to call him / her. I guess they're doing it for personal gain, basically. I mean, you can't tell me that you felt that you've been a woman since you were, you know, however old, and then you've went on and you've had like 3 kids and whatever. No, dude, come on.
I didn't know who Bruce Jenner was until I read about it on Twitter one day.
Really?
And I know I'm 20 years old. The thing is, it's not
that's probably why.
I don't pay attention.
But see, you got to understand that I'm 27. I just turned 27 last month. When I was growing up, Bruce Jenner was the man, dude. Like, homeboy was, like, winning gold medals in the Olympics when it came to, like, racing. And not, like, car racing, but you know what I mean? Like, racing, like, with your feet. Homeboy's winning gold medals. Dogs, dude was on the fucking Wheaties box, bro. And then, you know, like, 20 years later, he has 3, you know, twin girls, whatever. I don't know if they're twins, but he had 3 daughters and whatever. And now all of a sudden, dude wants to turn into a woman. And I'm just like, so if you turn into a woman, can we take all of your achievements as a man away now? You've won like 3 gold medals. Can we take them from you because you're no longer identifying as him?
That's, you know, that's like, why I kind of wish this didn't go on, because I know you're talking to a person who's transgender next week, correct? Next Thursday? Is it?
Yeah.
Or is that the furry or whatever it is?
One thing I wanted to say before I get into that is that I always treat everyone very whenever I interview someone, I do it in the best way I possibly can. I always try to be as respectful as I can. And I'm not out to hurt anybody when I interview them, whether it's I talked to a author a couple of weeks ago. I talked to a feminist a couple of weeks ago, you know, and I've also talked to an anti-feminist, and then I've also talked to a really on the left liberal. And I try not to do it in the most, you know, way that they feel that I'm attacking them. I don't ever want anyone to come on here and feel like that they're being attacked. You know? So that's one thing that I kind of strive towards. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, to me, I just don't care much about politics or anything. I mean, I care enough, but I bought a Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat just for the fact that I like the hat. Everyone's like, well, you supported him. It's like, I would have bought the hat.
But look,
off of
okay,
anyone.
when I was your age, when I was 20 years old, all right, I didn't give a shit about politics, man. Didn't give a motherfucker. I could not give a fucking damn, dude. And
I have a pocket constitution in my wallet, though. I mean, I read
no,
that.
No,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's just
well, yeah, yeah.
I just don't
absolutely, but. What I'm saying is that up until that I got to be like this age I am now, even like last year when I was 26 and now I'm 27, that's when I really started to care about politics, because then I started to realize that this shit is about where I'm going as a person. Like, these policies and everything that these people are trying to tout, it affects me, you know. And then you have like this Bernie Sanders dude. I don't know. Well, actually, this is one question I want to ask you. Who do you support in the presidential election so far?
Oh, man, I've been watching it, and previous to them running, I kind of liked Chris Christie. I've fallen off since I was in high school and everything, when I used to actually pay attention and care. I used to like Chris Christie a lot, because he was very moderate conservative in the best way possible. But then when he started running, he kind of took like a really hard right turn. He's like, well, now I don't like anyone that does anything, you know? So it's like, well, I think he's going for votes, and that's what he did that for. So I stopped liking Chris Christie, and I don't really like Donald Trump, but I do like that he's not a politician running, which is, I think, a good thing right now, because I think we don't need people that are just going to lie to get in office, but I'm not sure if he's lying to get in office.
Well, yeah.
But, you know.
I don't know, because everyone that kind of tries to come up and give him a question, the dude has, like, an answer right off the bat, dude. Like, you can't stop
You can't grump the Trump. Can't grump the Trump.
Can't
but,
grump the Trump, dude. You're right.
I don't really like Trump that much. But, again, I haven't been looking at the Democratic side, because I don't really align with a party. I kind of just find a candidate that I like the most.
Right.
And
right.
Their
so
party
who
doesn't
is
matter.
That right
their
now?
Platform, I've enjoyed Bernie Sanders for that he cares about education a lot, which I think is a really big component of running would be right now is education, which is like one of our biggest faults. The thing is, I don't really agree with socialistic,
that.
With the socialism
yeah,
I can also bring
that's
it with
the
it.
Thing is that.
But that's what we're at the fault of a two-party system. Bipartisan doesn't entirely work.
No, yeah, you're right. And that's another part of it, too, is that Bernie Sanders, this dude is in, like, he even admitted it in the Democratic debate. He's an admitted socialist, right? Where has socialism ever worked is, you know, like, and the fucking plan that this dude is bringing, he's saying free education, free healthcare. Where the fuck are we getting the money for this? It can't.
It's a very hard system. I mean, socialism has worked in certain countries. If you look at some of the Scandinavian countries, they're very socialist. You look at countries like Sweden, they're very socialist. And it works because it's been like that for a while. I don't think in America, especially the way that we're naturally capitalistic, I mean,
no.
I don't think you could just change a nation.
Right.
It's not going to work. I think that's what makes America great is the capitalistic, even though we're not really truly capitalistic, if off the definition of it, but we tend to be more capitalistic than others. So I don't agree with where he's going with it, but at the same time, I'm interested in learning because I feel like as a human, he has the most human features out of all the candidates.
Yeah,
but
that's one more thing is that he doesn't really, like, prepare for what he's about to say. Like, you can ask him anything, and he's just going to respond. He's not going to sit there and, you know, fucking be like, and just bullshit you. But he's going to tell you exactly how he feels, and that actually means something to me because you're having an honest leader, you know? Like,
yeah, The thing is, I think we also got to look at as a nation, it isn't who's running for president, even though that's a really big part because that's a deal with our foreign policy and who's going to be seen by other countries, and that's basically our power
and
controlling the army.
By the way,
we got to look at
the
Congress,
Russia,
because there's people that have been there
Russia,
for 60 years.
Yeah? Well, yeah, there should definitely be a
term limit.
Continue
on with Russia real quick. We'll get back to this.
Yeah, I was about to say that Russia totally endorses Trump. They appreciate the work that he's doing over there. Like, and what I mean by he is that Trump appreciates what Putin is doing over in Syria about ISIS and stuff like that. Dude, I would give it two more weeks until like that ISIS is probably like no more. Putin has got this so much under control. He's putting us to shame. I mean, this guy
I watched a video rundown that explained it, and I don't really understand ISIS. I mean, I understand what it is. It's the Islamic State in Syria and all that stuff, and the ISIL, which is the Islamic State in Liberia or whatever, whichever that one is, the one that stretches from Jordan all the way through the Middle East is what that is. I don't understand that because I haven't been paying attention to it because it's very hard to pay attention to. There's so many groups that are ISIS, that are Al-Qaeda affiliated.
Yep.
But then there's also these rebel groups that were fighting with ISIS, that was fighting against the Iraq or the Iran government, who was fighting with Iran and all this stuff. It's the thing is, there's no one person over there. That's there's ISIS, but then there's nine different
For our present government, the person over there that we have to get is Assad. Like, that's who we want. But the guy has been, I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but for the past, like, 3 days, the guy has been praising Putin, saying, like, thank you for getting these ISIS fucking people the fuck out of, you know, over here. And then there's a lot of people who say, oh, he's just kissing Assad's ass, you know, they need him and blah, blah. But, you know, the matter is that when it comes down to it, they've kicked more ISIS ass than we have kicked in fucking 2 years, dude. So,
what is it? They've only been bombing them.
Yeah,
they've only been. I mean, I know they've been bombing them for what, like 2 weeks now, going on 2 weeks or something like
that.
That's
it,
Russia
but dude, they've destroyed vehicles. They've destroyed vehicles. They've destroyed. You fucking name it. They've destroyed it, dude. And like.
Yeah, I've heard they've attacked American. There's American, not ground troops, but allies that they've also attacked,
right.
And that's been causing issues too. But to me, you know, I don't really agree with this whole world police thing. I think Team America did a good job making satire of.
Yeah,
we don't need.
We
I can understand why
we
were in the first time, like
that.
The 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We went in the 70s because we were at civil disagreements with Russia. You can say war, but it wasn't – I guess the Cold War wasn't really a war. So we'll say social disagreements right now.
Right.
But, I mean, I understand why we went in there if you watch all those movies and you read books about it. But as of right now, we're just sticking our nose in, I guess, because of Israel would be the main reason. And,
yeah, you know what? I'm going to catch a lot of hate for saying this, dude, and – I can really care less, but Israel has much higher powered weapons than fucking Palestine does, dude. Like, they could, you know, like, they've been sending rockets and shit, and, like, the only thing that Palestine can send is, like, knives and rocks. You know what I mean? Like,
it's kind of so much
a fucking unfair fight to me.
All I know about Israel, honestly, is there's this guy named, like, Padowitz or something like that, who brought surfing there in, like, the 60s. And outside of that, I really don't know much about Israel. If you want to know about surfing there, I can explain that to you. But This is the thing,
Israel has closed borders, right? They have closed borders?
Yeah.
You have to have a... Okay, right. Now, you have every other nation in the country going against us letting open borders in. Well, if that's the case, then why don't you let them into the Holy Land, which you say is fucking Israel? Why aren't you letting them in there? Because I've seen so many stories about how these people are awful and they rape and pillage and kill. And Israel is trying to preach to us, and so is the Pope, who hasn't given shit to the Syrian crisis. They're trying to preach to us about letting these motherfuckers in, but they're not doing the same thing. How is that fair?
The world is just founded on hypocrisy. I've said this, just bringing it back to what we were before, talking about political correctness, that people that want to be this, well, they say, I'm a progressive American. We'll just say it in an American way. They're like, I'm a progressive American, and I think the way to make America better is you shouldn't be able to say these things. But it wouldn't be truly progressive if I was able to accept your thoughts. I'm like, well, this is what Josh believes. This is what I believe. I don't agree with him, but I accept his thoughts, and I say, you're correct in your manner, I'm correct in mine. Just live our lives.
Right.
If I just people, they just the thing is being hypocritical. You don't want to be, most people don't want to be wrong, so they don't want to accept they're wrong. I mean, if you go on my Twitter profile right now and you look at my cover picture, it's a girl texting me, never talk to me again, you massive piece of shit, right? The reason why is she said someone I knew in real life.
I was actually getting into that. Why is that your header? Like, what did you do to actually deserve that?
I had tweeted in that morning. This is a girl that I was going out with social wise and stuff. And I tweeted that morning. I said, you should never tell a stand-up comedian that they should never make a rape joke. And I was, because I just watched Patrice O'Neal when he's on Fox News and he's talking.
That's actually true. Okay. Right. Yeah.
But I
actually agree with that.
We got into it.
Because this was his whole point, was that anything can be funny or that nothing is funny. Either everything is on the table.
That's what I was saying to her.
Right.
I said the exact same. I said, I basically quoted him. He was basically, if this was a college research paper, I was using him as my source, and I was just copying and pasting that source over and over again. But he had points that there's times that the jokes aren't funny, and I've heard rape jokes that I've gone like, damn, that really isn't funny. I don't get offended, though, because I have a sense of humor, so to say, but I understand. But when I told her there's been funny rape jokes, and that's when we got this disagreement.
Yeah.
I didn't that serious of a thing. And then then she basically called her friends, which I guess Joe Rogan likes to call, like, the feminist bosses, the last-level boss of feminism. And just a fat, ugly chick.
Go ahead. I'm finishing and I'm going to bring this up. Go ahead.
It was just the stereotypical, exactly Joe Rogan said, it's the last-level boss of feminism, and it's just this overweight female with dyed hair and has a shirt on that says I can picture in Richmond there's doing road work and there's a sign on the road work and it said men working and someone wrote WO in front of it so it says woman working. I drove by that thing like 9 times and there wasn't a single female out there working. And I was just like, I wasn't like, oh, they're not doing the work. I'm just like, no, it was actually men working. That's what the sign says. You know, it's just I'm pro feminism and you should be an equal human. I don't understand why people treat you like less of a human. To me, everyone should be the same. I try to treat everyone the same. It's hard to do it all the time, but you should generally try to live your life to be as nice and open to others. But there's the point when you're just I say, oh, hey, how's your day going? You're like, well, fuck you. You hypocritical man. I wake up in the morning and I gotta feel guilty that my dick is white. Like, I have two things that everyone hates and I didn't do anything. That's what I disagree with the movement. And I'm pro when I say, like, dude, Black Lives Matters. I understand the movement. It's not saying that no lives matter, which I don't really want to get into this because I know you're gonna go off on it because I see it daily, and I agree with a lot of stuff. But it's about lives mattering. But it's when people tell you kill Whitey, and people are just like, go you for saying that. It's like, no.
I actually wonder how many people that actually follow me who agree with what I'm saying, but just don't want the backlash retweeting.
I agree with
it. You know
something.
What I mean? Like.
Yeah. I don't retweet because I don't really retweet a lot. I'm really selfish when it comes to the things I've retweeted. On Instagram, I think I've only favored like 3 pictures of all times. But out of, like, the years I've had it, I really don't like favoriting things and everything. But I comment a lot. I like commenting to people. But I agree with some things you say, and there's things I also disagree. But the Sean King dude.
I mean, that guy is so white.
He looks like a white guy.
So white.
He looks like just
so
a white guy.
He's so white.
I saw him, he commented on this kid, he was just commenting on it. There was a kid who lived in Midlothian, Virginia, which is only a 5-minute mm-hmm. drive from that. And I went to the high school that is on like the same street. Like this, they're on the same basic street, the same high school.
Mm-hmm.
They're just the rival okay. ones. But he went to the other one, same grade as I did, or maybe one grade below. And he was just killed by the cop. You might have heard about it. His name was like Peterson or something. Patterson. I don't really know him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was.
Yep.
I saw the Sean King thing saying this is the 29th black male killed by the police.
Yeah.
Which I understand. That's right. A shit ton. I don't think cops should be killing people. There's a lot of people that just have a gun that kill people. A whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But that being said,
right.
I don't. He shouldn't have been killed for it. He jumped into a cop car. All right.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Is that, you know, like even if it wasn't a fucking cop car, you don't jump in anyone's car. You don't.
Yeah, no, it's not even
do that. And then
I'm trying to connect this to the way he goes out there and he attacks the media and he says the media is portraying it like this. But then you read his post on it and he pulls out all
who is of what, Sean.
He attacks the media. He said he's portraying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Young black males as criminals, and these people, he's like, he's doing all this, and like the media, they don't know the full story, but at the same time he says that one message letter, one tweet letter, one Facebook post later, whatever it is, he's posting his own opinion, and he's saying he was an innocent male who gets killed, and he shouldn't be killed, he shouldn't have been killed. I 100% agree with that, but you
have
to look,
but
you're being hypocritical, it's just all about hypocrisy.
No, because, you know,
you might
a bunch of these people that they say that should not have been killed don't attack an officer. Don't do what you're doing. Don't jump in a fucking guy's car. Don't you know what I mean? Like all these things that people have been killed from are really shitty decisions based on their part.
It's a shitty decision on both parts. I'll say that as part of it. I was reading this Facebook post, and it was from someone that I know. Cause a lot of the people I went to school with are really Southerners, or they like to call themselves rednecks.
Uh-huh.
And I don't. Right. I'm just friends with them on Facebook because I'm one of those people. Back in high school, I friended every single person in the world because I wanted to have like over 9,000 friends. So I see their posts still, but I don't really know them. But there was like this one that was the NRA, the National Rifle Association, posted, and it was a video saying this man is a hero. It was this guy basically
mm-hmm.
saying, I was out there fishing with my son. I saw a guy he's beating up his girlfriend, and I said, don't do that. He turned to me. I said, I have a gun. He took a step forward, and I shot him dead. And they're all like, this guy's a hero. The thing is, to me, when you have a concealed gun, or if you're not even concealed, it's just out, or you have a handgun on you or a rifle or anything, you're not supposed to play
mm-hmm.
the part of a cop. You're not – even cops aren't supposed to just shoot and kill someone.
But
you should act like you don't have it.
Also,
you should.
No, yeah, you're right. But also, like, let's say that you're in a store and, you know, that let's say that you're behind a guy who is robbing a gas station or something, right? What if you were the one who had the concealed carry and was able to stop this thing from happening to where you could probably save someone's life or whatever. I mean, so there's a negative and there's a positive to it, but I really believe that the positive outweighs the fucking negative, man. I really do.
To be honest, you have to be in a situation that shit. I honestly, you can't really give an honest opinion, but if what I could say happened, a guy was robbing the store in front of me, I wouldn't even reach for the gun. I would just not be involved. And I know a lot of people say, well, what, get involved? The thing the store. I'm not
going to
shoot a guy in the back. I'm not going to shoot a guy in the back and like, oh, I'm an American hero. But that's what people are doing. I'm not anti-gun at all.
So are you against Obama trying to do this whole like gun confiscation thing? Because he's been kind of like going around Congress trying to see if he could take everyone's guns. I mean,
confiscating guns is stupid. But to me, either no one has guns or everyone has a gun. It's really, it's not even you can't take sides on a lot of these arguments because I agree with both parts. I think, I know my parents will hate me for saying this, but I think there should be better background checks on guns. And I don't think, again, it's another subtitle. What? I don't think it's a mental health issue. It's more, it's just people that are assholes get fucking guns.
I honestly really do think that it is a mental issue, because if you look back to, like, the past 10 years, and you look at everyone who has committed a mass shooting, they've all been on antipsychotic drugs, dude.
But
they've all been on
it,
some kind of medication that's supposed to stop them from, you know, lashing out and doing whatever. So,
but the thing to me, I mean, I understand, and I don't know. I haven't studied this. I really don't read up on it 100%. These are just ideas that I'm having, you know, as I read these. But I don't think that it's like people are like, oh, it's a mental health issue. I don't think we've had a drastic increase of mental health issues. I think it's kind of hard to explain this, but I think people are more sucking to the thought like, oh shit, I had a bad day today. I must be mentally ill. I must have depression. I think we've come to this. Maybe it's through social media, because we can see how other people feel and everything. But it's like, oh,
yep,
I'm just sad all the time.
That's actually one thing that I meant to get into. I don't know if you've seen it, but Sunday night, and I feel like that I should bring this to the table. I feel like that I should, you know, put this out there. Like I said, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm sure that many people listening to this have seen it. And I actually witnessed a murder on Twitter. And
I saw all the retweets and everything. And
yeah,
that's the night I thought I might have been a sociopath or whatever it's called, because I stared at those pictures for a really long time saying, that's really fucking not cool, but like looking at dead bodies to me has always been kind of like, dude, that's pretty fucking cool that my body is not living. And I know that's not the appropriate way to look at these things.
Right. And then I had someone argue with me and try to say that it was theater makeup. And I posted a picture of the kid, and I'm like, you know, there's no way that this is a theater makeup.
It could have been, dude. I'm just saying the blood could have been fake.
No. That's what I'm saying is that yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, it might have been the night before, but there were some news releases that came out about this actually happening, and it came to find out that the mother of the child didn't even know, because the kid that he ran over was 16 years old, right? His mother didn't know that he got murdered until that she seen me make it viral.
Really?
Now
that shows the power of social fucking media right there.
Dude, she had no idea that her fucking kid was dead until that she seen the. Because now mind you, okay, the steps went like this. He tweeted it. One dude that I followed retweeted it. It had about four or five retweets, I think, right? I retweeted it. This shit blew up, bro, right? And then,
I mean,
you know,
a pretty decent amount of followers. I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, and then people were starting to say, like, you know, like, at FBI, at, you know, Jacksonville PD, whatever, you know, right? So they end up finding the guy. Now, I feel bad because, like, you know, shit got caught up with him. But also, dude, if you do that, why are you taking a picture and putting it on Twitter? If you can't take a picture, send it to your friends.
I wouldn't even take a picture, honestly. I mean, I probably would have been calling the cops on myself.
Yes.
No, I would have called the cops on myself. I would have been on the phone with my mom, and I would have been on the phone with the cops, like in that order. Like, I would have been like, Mom, I fucking hit someone.
No.
I need you to come down here right now. And then I'd get on the phone with the cops and call them. I think it's because I'm white, and that's a white right there. White people turn themselves in sometimes.
No. Well, yeah. White people do the right thing. No, I'm just joking. But
all white people in prison, like, we're here on the course, man.
But yeah, so supposedly the kid wasn't using the crosswalk, and that's why he got ran over. Which isn't really his fault, but why are you putting the fucking picture on Twitter, dude? Even if it was an accident, why are you putting this shit on Twitter? Why?
Well, yeah,
there's no excuse for it.
It's I like to blame globalization, which basically routes into social media. We're all addicted to just letting people know where we're at all times. Pete Holmes, another stand-up comedian, if you know who he is, also has a really good podcast. You made it weird. I'm not trying to. I don't know why I'm like putting his stuff out there as if I work for him. It's a good one if you want to watch it ever. You make it weird again. But he has a joke. Oh, where was I going with this? I forgot. What were we talking about real quick? Oh, social media. He says, Facebook was made by the government to track people. And if you really, like, listen to it, it's great.
Dude.
He talks about how you post pictures of people's faces.
You know what?
You tag them. And
yeah,
then there's some guy in the comments says, it's
they can
Devin
track
it. Weak.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it's
dude.
Fucking,
it's nuts. And you know what? Is that everyone fucking buys into it, dude. Even with Twitter, it's like everyone wants to be the next viral star, even if it comes with you posting a picture of a dead body.
Yeah, no, that's I say this. I deleted my Twitter. I didn't delete my Twitter, but I didn't tweet for a good like 6 months at one point.
Yeah,
and
I noticed.
I only came on one time because one of my friends passed away. And I just came on to favorite all of his tweets and read all of her old direct messages. The only time I came on.
Okay.
For 6 months. But right. I realized that my jokes were in Twitter format. I said, I was literally thinking of how to post, like how to tell a joke in real life in Twitter format. And that was bugging me. And I think that's just what we are as like people now is where we have heroin at our fingertips. I mean, I hate having it
Honestly, I was just talking about that last week on my last show, was that I used to grow up with a guy, and man, I fucking tell you, when this guy had the most impressive life that anyone could ever have, dude, he had a Purple Heart. He got the Purple Heart presented to him from Obama, right? He worked at a fire station, dude. He had a wife, he had two kids, man, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, dude woke up, man. Well, I can't even say he woke up. Next morning, dude was fucking dead. Heroin overdose, man. So, you know, like, there's a part of me that's like, I wonder if something happened with that, but then, you know, did someone try to make that happen, or is it, you know, that he just got tired of the shit that he may have seen in fucking Iraq or whatever, dude. You know, Afghanistan, Iraq. He might have seen a couple of friends get blown up. Oh.
Yeah, no, it's as I feed into social media, because I'm on here because of social media, I'm just like, dude, fuck it. I hate it. This reason, I want to go hike the Appalachian Trail in 2 years. I'm planning on doing it right now. Primary reason is I want to do it. Secondary reason, it's a really big physical and mental, this big challenge.
Yeah.
And three, I just want to get away for 6 months. That you can't run away from this for 6 months. And I just want to get away from just going on, what do I do? My phone is literally so I can get on Facebook. I can poke someone and I can get on Twitter and make a joke and hope it gets two favorites. And then when I try to go to sleep at night, I don't sleep anymore because I'm refreshing Twitter to get the one next thing so I can read someone's life that I don't care about. And
there's also something about that too, is that like, okay, let's say that I can't speak for you, but I got nudes from some chicks. You know, that I'm probably never going to meet. Probably will never, ever meet in my life. Ever. Right?
I'll make
you
dry baby. Continue.
But, yeah, getting back to that, I've gotten some news from some chicks that I'm probably never, ever going to meet. Do you think that kind of, like, do you think that social media makes it easier for someone to do that because you're never going to meet them in the first place? Or is it just that, that women overall are just so much willing, more so now than ever, to just give it up?
I thank social media from when I was like 15 or whatever, because it made me just this really big, smooth talking guy that I learned how to talk to females.
Right.
And then when I stopped, now I'm just talk to girls out of the blue.
I agree.
But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
you could just message anyone, and I'm not a bad looking
mm-hmm.
dude. I'm not fucking Brad Pitt. If I was Brad Pitt, damn, dude, I'd be fucking upset. But like,
yeah, right.
But like, you could just, you can message someone that doesn't know what you look like. If you have what I call life works in mathematics and algorithms, and people are like, well, what do you mean by that? Everything has an X, Y, Z. You got to input something, and you can normally output something. But literally, you can just message someone the same thing you message someone else. It works 90% of the time. And next thing you know, I'm texting this girl.
Well, see, one thing that I try to do, and I can't believe I'm really saying this, the only reason I'm saying it is because I'm drunk and whatever. People will hear this tomorrow, but whatever. But the only way that I ever get away with that is that, you know, that I don't ever use the same line on any. I never use the same line twice.
I use the same intro line, and that's it. Like,
okay.
My introduction over social media, not in person. In person,
right,
it's completely
right.
different. But over social media, I send the same thing, which if there's anyone here that's like 15 and you're going through like male puberty stages and you want to get a girl and you want to mess her over Facebook, what you got to say is make sure you know each other enough that if you mess them, they're going to answer you back. But I can work with strangers. But you say, hey, your name looks familiar, but I can't remember. Where is it from? And then she's like, I don't know. And then you say, wasn't it in the Bible listed under angels? Because girls like being called angels when they're 16. All right.
Yeah.
It breaks the ice. It breaks the ice. And then you gotta pull back and just like, well, I'm not a fucking pussy, though. I fuck some shit up. But then you got to learn that it doesn't always work like that. But I do give gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's not hard to talk to
girls. That's the thing. It's like there's this one girl that there's one girl I try to be like the most gentlemanly person ever towards her, and she won't have it, dude. I mean, she just won't, like, no matter what it is, what I do, how much I give her, nope, ain't working. It just makes it seems like that she wants to be treated like a piece of shit, to be honest with you, and I'm a... Most girls
I don't
really
know
do
what
want
it
that,
is.
Though.
It's. I found that it's like a mixture. You got to have that fucking yin and yang of being an asshole and then not being an asshole.
Yeah.
And then some guys just think,
right.
I mean, well, I'm just going to be nice, or I'm just going to be a fucking dick. But no, if you can find out how to be so masculine and feminine at the same time that you're not really an asshole,
right.
but you're also not the nicest guy,
you're good.
Things work out for you. But I also tell people the friend zone doesn't exist. I hear people all the time like, well, I'm stuck in the friend zone. It's like, well, not everyone's going to fuck you, all right? So don't worry about it.
Yeah,
if
right.
If someone just wants to be your friend, just invest in a friendship with them. It's not hard to get laid. It's hard to make friends.
No,
that are genuine friends.
And, you know, I've had a black chick. I've had this black girl. I've never fucked a black girl. I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell everybody right now. I've never fucked a black girl in my life.
I'm guilty.
And,
continue.
But dude, this chick, she continues to text me. She's gorgeous, like model gorgeous, dude. And like the only thing that like keeps me away from it is that, you know, that what my family would say. And I'm about to text you some pictures of this shit. Well, not text, but DM. Some pictures of this girl to you, and you're gonna tell me We're gonna see. Let's see.
What if it was like my cousin or something?
No.
I think about that all the time. Like I think guys, you're on like a porn site and then you see a girl on there and it's like, dude, that's someone's daughter.
Dude,
and
actually,
guy's gonna come on here.
He's
like, got to get away from the.
Funny
mission.
That you bring that up. Because I actually fucking experienced that, and it was for real. It wasn't just... I think it might be... No, it fucking was, dude. Like... It was all...
I mean, I know a girl that I went to high school with, and I walked into, like, a strip club, because it was chicken parm night, and I didn't really want to be there. But my friends invited me, and it was chicken parm night, and I was like, well, you know, I always still get chicken parm when I'm there. And it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's really nice. Actually, right next to that Greyhound. Same street.
Where?
And I went there on the Boulevard in Richmond, and I went in, and then there's this girl I went to high school with. I used to sit in an AP government of all classes. I sat next to her, and she was dancing on stage, and I was like, dude, this would be bad if it was just like a dad's night out, or like let's go clubbing, dudes, and you haven't seen your daughter in a year because she's been away at college. I think about that all the time. I've become very dad-like. I mean, I was playing at a house party with the other day. Some girl was talking to me. She said, well, gentlemen will buy a broke girl, like, food. And I said, I can give you my boss's phone number and a recommendation, and he can give you a job, and then you can buy your own food. The most dad thing you can say to a girl. That being said, it was enough of an asshole that I was able to talk to her for the rest of the evening with pure confidence.
So, hey, you know, a lot of chicks take, you know, to take it to be, they take disrespect to be respect.
There's got to be a science to it, but it's dependent on everything that goes on. It's not just, I'm an asshole, I'm going to get girls. It's like, do you smell good at this time? Do you smell good to them? It's probably more important. Do you smell good? Because I know there's dudes that you know that just reek of body odor all the time. Then they got fucking like model girlfriends. They got model girlfriends. And she's like, I love wearing your jackets. And she's like, and you're like, what the fuck? I've been in the same house with him. And I've had to like, I had to go brush my teeth just to get out of the room. That's a photo.
Yep.
Hey, she's not a bad-looking girl.
That's the one I met in Mississippi. I'm still trying to find ones from the chick I know here.
Oh, does she have all the teeth?
She's... yeah.
Mississippi joke. Actually, I wouldn't have liked her if she had all of her teeth.
Let's see. She should be coming up. Let's see. Okay, I have some here. If not, I'll just send me some selfies.
The thing is, I realized just from listening to, like, older guys talk that it really isn't about being, you know, it's a lot to do with your personality, but it's just, like, learning to talk to females. And I think another way I got good at it is I used to go on Tinder dates all the time. And I know a lot of people are like, what? It wasn't sexual. It was like, I'm going to invite this girl out.
Right.
I'm going to go out to go get, just so I can learn to talk to a female. She's like, hey, let's go back to my place. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to sleep. It was nice talking to you. And it's like, I'm using people randomly. I think people should do that. You should learn how to talk to people. It's not really confidence other than it is being social.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I'm really different than a lot of people more my age when I say that. Off of the stereotypicalness I do see. I don't care if I get laid.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was about to say, is that it seems to where that everyone, that's all they want is that. To where it's like me, like, shit, I don't know what you think of me, but
what was that, by the way? You kind of, like, faded out slowly.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Damn it.
But no,
are you there?
I don't know. I just see things a little I don't like to say different because I'm not sure if it's different, but I like to see things in the way I see them. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. I don't know what the fuck happened there, but... Yo. Fuck. Yo.
All right, can you hear me? All right, am I back in this or...